This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I really am so excited, can you tell, to have iconic TV personality and successful entrepreneur Erica Ann back on the program. What I think might be the fifth time, I don't know.
But I know. You keep asking me. I love it.
Erica, as you all know, has earned a reputation as a powerful host and a speaker. Whether you know her from her days as the legendary Much Music VJ, as the founder of YMC, the Yummy Mummy Club, or her awesome podcast, Reinvention of the VJ, Canadians are always inspired by her experiences of innovation and reinvention. There isn't a stage that Erica doesn't like. Three decades of performing, thousands of hours of live television, 30 hours of speaking, hundreds of fascinating interviews conducted, and scads of interesting panels moderated, years of running profitable businesses. And that's a key word there. Shelves of awards won. Erica has stories and strategies to light up all stages and challenge audiences to think differently. And as many of you know, Erica M always really does reinvent herself. It's not just the name of her podcast. It really is true. And it's very inspiring. From her early days as a VJ on Much to the Yummy Mummy years, her digital agency, M & Co., which won her many, many prestigious marketing and publishing awards, to compelling keynote speeches, and then, of course, the Reinventing VJ, which we just mentioned. And then a year ago, Erica appeared in a starring role in Sean Menard's groundbreaking doc, 299 Queen Street West. And I think that just blew everything wide open. I'll never forget that night. Erica literally got cheers, I'm getting the chills remembering this, and thunderous applause whenever she appeared on that big screen during the premiere of the film to an audience full of celebrities, on-air personalities, and media. And then recently, even though the exciting news has been brewing since this past April, came the big announcement. Erica would be opening for the very popular Canadian rock band Glass Tiger. And I remembered Erica interviewing the band on Much almost 40 years ago. And now she's opening for them. And I want to make sure I've got this part correct, in an 11-city tour. But we counted, and we counted 21 cities, if you include Brampton and the like.
It's actually 19.
Wow. In a 19-city tour in 21 shows starting on November 21st and running till March. So much to talk about. What will she be doing? What is she wearing? How is she traveling to all the cities? And so much more. Mm-hmm. Erica M, welcome back to Find Your Bliss, and congratulations on all this. Really, the news is so awesome and so truly thrilling. So delighted to have you back.
Judy, I have to say, you are just such a cheerleader for Canadian people. And I really appreciate it. That introduction, if you didn't write it, someone took a long time to write that. There's a lot of research in that. You wrote it. There's a lot of research and thought put into that. I just really appreciate your generosity. Just every time I come on the show, it blows me away how you are so authentically generous and absolutely excited for your guests. Thank you so much for having me for the fifth time.
It's going to make me cry. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. So let's go back for a minute. And let's talk about Sean Menard's incredible 299 Queen Street doc. And then you went on tour with them, really, to many cities across Canada, and were part of a panel on stage every night with many of the famous VJs that you would work with. And as I mentioned, I'll never forget when the audience cheered when they first saw you. And it was so exciting. And I wondered if that made you realize that people still wanted to see their favorite and most popular VJ, Erica M, more than ever. What was it like for you touring all across Canada, meeting audiences from coast to coast? Can you just tell us about that experience of doing 299 Queen Street West all across Canada?
Well, it was kind of mind-blowing, because I left Much Music 30 years ago, October 31st, 1994. I was out of there. And there's been a lot of water under the bridge, so to speak. I have reinvented several times since then. So really, Much Music was an incredible time of my life. And then I moved on. And yes, many other things became incredible. You know?
Yes.
And one of the things that always made me proud was that even though I made my mark at Much Music, I didn't invent Much Music. Moses did. That's his vision and his baby. And he gave me the opportunity to build a personal brand. And I will be forever grateful for him having the vision to include me in his big vision.
Yes.
And I'll add a however. However, it wasn't mine.
Right.
So Much Music meant so much to me, but I moved on. And then to answer your question, when I was on tour with Much, actually, even before that, I was a consulting producer on the film. So I had to kind of go back in time.
Yes.
And think about what was important back then and how I felt back then and share my point of view with Sean Menard. And a lot of my vision is what informed Sean's subsequent direction and who he chose to speak to and sort of the angles that he would take. It was really his vision. I was behind feeding him some ideas and thought starters.
Wow.
But I had to go back in time for that. So when I went on stage, actually when we sat in the film and watched the audience, it really blew my mind. I think the first time I saw the film in the audience, I did cry a little bit.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, because it was, first of all, it's very hard to watch yourself age.
Oh, you haven't. You look fabulous.
You know, Judy, I feel very strongly that aging is a beautiful thing. You know my mom, and you know,
yes,
she was always about aging gracefully or disgracefully in her case. And I really believe that as well. So I don't do Botox and I don't do anything to make me look younger than my age. So sometimes it's hard to have this film,
yes,
that shows this young, vibrant, kick-ass woman.
Yes.
And then I come out and still vibrant and kick-ass, but, you know, 40 years later. So it's a little bit, I'm just being very candid and vulnerable,
yeah,
with you, because,
yeah,
people do judge us on the way we look. And it's hard to be principled. I guess that's,
yeah,
the point.
Yeah.
But in any case, it was also very shocking to me when people yelled when my name showed up on screen. And I knew that people enjoyed me. But I will tell you that history has been kind to me. Because when I first went on Much Music, I was not a very well-liked host. I know. Luckily, everybody seems to have forgotten, and that's fantastic. But it was a hard time for me because Moses threw me on the air. It was sink or swim. He knew that I would swim, and he had the patience to let me learn in front of a country, which is not easy.
Yeah.
And so think about it. You know, there's no script. There's no teleprompter. There was very little direction. We were on our own. And so you either figured it out or you failed miserably. And there were many times when I failed. I made mistakes. Ah, yes, that was sweet. You were so cute back then, Erica. But at the same time, people laughed at me. So it was hard.
Yeah.
And that film definitely showed the beginning when I was a newbie. And
yeah,
nobody goes on TV as a newbie.
It's true.
Usually,
it's true.
You see someone who's more polished.
Mm-hmm.
Moses, in his brilliance,
yes,
understood that people would relate to me. And as I grew up at Much Music, there would be a bond. And he was so right. And, you know, it was an incredible team of people. It was infused with creativity and independence. It was an incredible place to work.
Wow.
And that's part of what the tears were.
Yeah. And people don't forget. It's interesting because people don't forget. They love it. And I can't explain what it was like when they cheered for you. For me, it was just, I don't know, it was like pride and joy. And just to go back to the whole thing about the age thing, is it's so funny because I've been feeling it. I'm turning a very big one in March, like I think much bigger than yours even. So yeah. And
I'm 63.
So I'm going up to that big next milestone there. And it's funny though, I just had Robin Duke on, the wonderful Schitt's Creek, Saturday Night Live. She's 71. And then I'm talking hopefully about trying to get Goldie Hawn on the show, 73, turning 74 and fabulous. And suddenly I'm realizing like, it's okay, you know, and then people like you make it, I mean, you're much younger than that, but you make inspire all of us that we can do this. So,
well, I got to tell you something. This is like an insider secret, but we're all going to age.
Yep.
And you have a choice as to what kind of aging you want to do. Do you want to sort of curl up and become, when I say irrelevant, that's not the right word, but do you want to be passive or do you want to be a vibrant contributor in some way? Either working, volunteering, inventing stuff, helping people, building something new. Age shouldn't stop you.
Yes, so true. I have to tell you, I have a makeup artist who said to me when she heard that you were going to be on the show, Chantal Hubens, she said, oh, I love that Erica. I love her. And I love that she always reinvents herself and keeps going. And you're right. That's the right attitude. Mm-hmm. And that really is. But you do look fabulous. I'm going to add that. Okay. Going back to the tour, you go to Montreal, which is kind of your hometown, even though you were also born in Hudson, right? In Hudson, Ontario.
No, I was born in Montreal and moved to Hudson. Went to high school there.
Yes. So Montreal, hometown, you go back to that audience for that tour, that Sean Menard. Was that like a trip?
Well, it was amazing because my daddy came.
Yeah.
I brought my dad and Judy, you know Montreal. So my dad, the actual screening was at the Rialto Theater, which is on Park Avenue. My dad, when he arrived from Poland, lived in a little walk-up apartment right across the street from the theater.
Good Lord.
So that was the best part for me of Montreal. And in addition, it was a bilingual event where they had the people from Music Plus there as well.
Yes.
So we had a great panel of the two different groups of people, each sharing stories. And it was really very special. One of those things that it could only happen in Quebec or in Montreal, right? It was great.
Magic. It sounds like it was magic. That was the vibe I got.
It was a very special night. I was just sad that Natalie Richard wasn't there. Very good friend of mine who was the voice of the Francophone audience in English at Much. And she and I became really good friends. And she couldn't make it. I think she was out of town because she's become a sommelier. So she travels a lot and she just couldn't make it. However, she will be co-hosting with me on my Glass Tiger tour. We're doing Quebec City on the 26th, I believe. So nice. Natalie and I are going to do the whole show together, which will be great.
Oh, that's fabulous. So I was going to say, so now comes April of this past year, and we already have an idea that something is brewing because you were having a meeting and you wrote on your Instagram, and I quote, "Life is an adventure. Spent the day at the cottage brainstorming with Sam Reed from Glass Tiger for an exciting collab."
Judy, you are just picking up the clues.
And I can't say what it is yet. We'll share more in about a month. And then you announced that you would be opening for Glass Tiger, the opening act, a multi-city tour all across Canada. And honestly, I just couldn't. And I know that I'm amongst many who had this reaction, like, that is the coolest. So I wondered, do you think that you being on this multi-city tour with Sean Menard's film 299 might have given Glass Tiger the inkling or the idea or the aha moment that...
No, you know what it was? I was one of the hosts of Canada's Rock Walk of Fame in last November after the screenings. And I went to a little get-together after where all the acts who had received the award were there. And I saw Sam Reed and I was like, Sam, how you doing? And so we just caught up and we chatted for about a half an hour and we exchanged phone numbers. And then 2 months later, he texted me out of the blue and said, "Hey, Erica, do you want to open for Glass Tiger?" I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Wow. 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 Wow.
What's interesting about that for me, I always like to use my life as a learning. So I think what was most important for me when I look back at the sequence of events that happened was I was invited to this little party. I don't usually go to parties, but I looked good because I was on stage that day. So I was like, okay, I'll go to the after party. And it reminds me that you always have to show up and network and put yourself out there because you never know.
Wow.
I would never have guessed when I left that little get together that I would get a text from Sam Reed 2 months
wow.
later, essentially out of the blue. So it's one of those things because I tend to, and we tend to now post COVID to kind of be homebodies.
Yes.
It's a reminder to just get out there and put yourself in scenarios where you might feel a little bit like a bit of social anxiety or discomfort, but it's good for you.
It's so true. I mean, aside from the fact that it's great to be with people and to give someone a hug, like it's so nice to be out in the, like I went to Jeannie Becker's event recently. We've done so much online. She's like, you're here in person. Wow. It was like such a nice feeling, you know? So it's that, mm-hmm. but you're right. What a great thing for people that you're modeling about bliss and finding your bliss is you got to put yourself out there. I used to know a band that I coached, a rock guitarist who used to jam in the basement. And I used to say, get out of the basement. You can't jam in the basement, right? You've got to be seen. Anyway, I thought it would be fun just to share one of the most popular songs, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone, so our audience can hear them again and refresh memory for those who may not realize that this iconic tune is one of Glass Tiger's greatest hits. Can you set up the song for us, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone?
You want me to talk about this particular song? Oh, well, this was a big hit in the early days of Much Music, and it was the beginning of a connection, I would say, with the band and I. Soon after that song was a big hit, I ended up traveling to Switzerland with them and Tina Turner. And I did a 1 hour documentary on the music of Switzerland. And included in that was my interviews with Glass Tiger and Tina Turner.
Oh my God, that's so cool. See, I would admit that I didn't know. That's exciting. Okay, guys, without further ado, let's hear an iconic song, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone by Glass Tiger.
Due to international copyright law, podcasts are unable to include music. Music can only be played on the live radio broadcast. Finding Your Bliss airs every Saturday at 1 p.m. If you'd like to hear this artist's music, you can find the link to our Finding Your Bliss SoundCloud in the episode description.
Love that. Oh my God, I love that song. It never gets old. It's so good. It really doesn't. There's something about that song that's like an evergreen.
Yeah.
Isn't it true? Like it's just, it stands the test of time.
Yeah, it's like the perfect pop song, which is why they were inducted into the Rock Walk of Fame. Yeah, because they, was it the Songwriters Hall of Fame? I don't think it was, but they probably have been inducted in there as well.
Wow, it's so cool. I also love, and I don't want to give too much of this away because I know this is what your concert and your tour is going to be all about, but I love the clips from almost 40 years ago with your ponytail and your 80s aerobics outfit on. I don't know if you're showing any of that in the tour, but will you be playing some clips for the audience and taking people back through the Much Music sort of archives?
Yeah, so essentially it's a one-woman show. I'm on stage for 40 minutes in these huge theaters. And so I don't want people to fall asleep. My job is to warm up the audience, not put them to sleep.
Right.
So I've been working with a Much Music editor who worked at Much back in the day.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
And we have been putting together some fun little musical clips, or some of them are musical, some of them are stories, some of them are just a look back. And he did a great job.
Oh my God, that is so cool. How do you prepare for this? Like, it's still a tour. It's still like a, what did you call it? An 18, 19 city tour. Like it's still a lot of touring. How do you prepare? Like, are you working out extra hard to get into shape? I remember.
But I haven't because I don't know. I just haven't had time. I really, this is what is making me feel out of control, which I kind of like because it means I've never done it before, which means I'm going to learn something.
Wow.
I won't swear because I know you can't swear on your show, but I will tell you a funny story. So last night I was hosting this wonderful event called the Great Canadian Kitchen Party.
Nice.
And it's a fundraiser. And also you choose, or the audience chooses and the judges choose the best chef in Toronto that goes on to compete in Ottawa next year.
Wow.
The musical guest was the Stephen Page Trio. So I was able to spend a lot of time with Stephen. I haven't seen him in person for a long time. And I was telling him that I'm going to be on tour. And he was giving me tips about how to survive this.
Wow.
And the big one is you're not allowed to poo on the tour bus.
Oh.
You can't S-H-I-T.
Oh, my
God. You can't.
God.
You're not allowed.
Wow. So what do you do?
You have to advise the bus driver to pull over at a rest stop.
That's so hilarious.
That kind of freaked me out.
Oh, God.
And I don't know any of the other rules of the road at this point, but my first date is November 22nd, and it's in Brampton. So my sister will drive me to Brampton.
Nice.
Because I have to get my hair done.
Yes.
And then afterwards, at 10 o'clock or midnight when the show's over, I go into the tour bus with the band. And we drive to Ottawa overnight.
God. Wow.
Then I get to the hotel. I think it's at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I go to a hotel just for the day.
Yes.
Do the show.
Use the washer.
Get back on the tour bus. Yes. Get back on the tour bus and then drive to Quebec City. Get there at like 5 in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm kind of freaking out. Like, how am I going to be able to have the energy? I know I will.
You will.
But I'm not road, what is it, road tested or anything like that. Like those guys in the band, man, they know how to do this.
Right, for me,
it's going to be very different.
So a tip from a guest, Arthur Smith, who was one of the youngest producers at CBC Sports, and he was sort of like a wunderkind guy, went off to LA and Dick Clark and da-da-da. He said that when he used to have to go to the Commonwealth Games or do the Olympics or something and literally be not in a bus, but like in those trailers, you know, shooting the show, he would literally for 2 weeks before work out like crazy, eat really healthy, do all that stuff so that he would be buoyed up for adventure in the
life. You know.
You still have time. You'll be great. You'll be great. I love your post, Eric, about being glammed up for this. You have wardrobe and costumes. I saw some of your outfits online. They look fabulous. I know that your lovely sister, Leslie M., has been helping you. Can you tell us about some of the outfits that you're wearing and what audiences can look forward to? Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Finding Your Bliss and Erica M. when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And I'm here with the beautiful and talented TV personality and entrepreneur, Erica M. And we've been talking all about the Glass Tiger Tour, which premiered yesterday. And just before the break, Erica, I was asking you about the glam factor and what audiences can look forward to.
Sure. So a friend of mine is Matthew Davignon. He's a bespoke tailor.
Wow.
And we sort of wanted to help each other. So he said, I'll design your outfits. And I said, okay, great. I'll talk about you because people need to discover Matthew Davignon's style. So he does incredibly elegant suiting for men and women. And we went back and forth and I told him some of the ideas and then he interpreted them. So he put together three pieces for me.
Wow.
One black one that is kind of, it's like Stevie Nicks meets a tuxedo, I guess. Another one is red satin and it's beautiful.
Oh, that one's gorgeous.
Jacket. And then a shorter one that almost reminds me of Dwight Yoakam a little bit. So I have three different outfits or three different main pieces. And then my sister has been helping me accessorize them and, so it's going to be fun. I have a lot of mix and matches. So I'm going to feel it out and see what works on stage.
Of course.
And, but I'm very, I'm very happy with the pieces. I picked them up last week. I wore one of them to host the event last night, and it looks really great on stage. So
that's so cool. So I was going to say the OOTD, the outfit of the day, as they say on Instagram, your favorite fit, as they say on Insta. Can't wait to see some of these. Hope you're going to post them so we can all enjoy them. Is there going to be someone doing your makeup and hair while you're on tour? Will you get someone in each different city? Are you going to do it yourself? How does that all work?
My God. So no, I'm going to do my makeup. And there's this really cool young woman. Her name is Erin. And she works at she's like the only person that works out of this salon called Shelley's on Eglinton.
Oh, great. Of course.
So this is what she did to my hair for last night. So she just makes it look messy.
Gorgeous.
And
gorgeous.
Yeah. So what she's going to do is the dates are chunked into threes and fours. So she'll do it for one of the dates and we'll see how long my hair will hold up because I'm really not good at doing my hair. That's why I used to wear hats all the time on Much Music. So we'll see. And makeup is me. I don't have a glam squad. I wish I did, but maybe someday when the show becomes like a 2-hour-long extravaganza, I'll have someone do my makeup.
You know, something interesting that Deanie Petty told me when I interviewed her was that she would watch everyone, how they did her makeup, and she figured out the best of this person, that person, this person, and she does her own makeup. She did for years on the show.
I mean, you just figure it's not brain surgery. It's certainly not as good I wish that I had an actual makeup artist because they understand how to use shading to shape your face. I don't know how to do that. I can just make myself look pretty. You know what I mean? I don't know the secrets of contouring and all that kind of stuff. But
well, if you want a great person, I might have someone I can connect you with just for shading and stuff to give you some, not that you need it. Like I've seen you on all these things. You always look great. So I thought you always had a makeup artist, but you need someone. I have someone who can talk to you about it after. I was going to ask you how you're traveling. Are you taking a bus? And I think you've answered that already.
No,
are there any flights?
No. I'm only going to do the bus for the first leg. And then the second leg, which are the next four dates, my girlfriend, Andrea, is going to be my tour manager. And we're going to drive together. And she's going to hang out she's taking time off work.
That is so lovely.
I know.
Oh, my Lord.
So I'll tell you my favorite thing about this experience so far is how all my friends are my team.
Yeah.
All my friends are showing up in different ways for me. My girlfriend, Jen, is taking care of my dog, Snoop. And she gave me a necklace last night to wear. Andrea is going to be tour manager for part. I mean, there is a Glass Tiger tour manager, but just with me, you know, to help me. Did you bring this? Did you do that?
Let
Fabulous.
Me help you
drive, that kind of thing. My sister has been my stylist and she's also coming and helping me on opening night so that, you know, to give me the confidence and to be there. My book club all just bought tickets to the show. I mean, it's very touching, to be honest. It's very, very touching that I feel very supported by all my friends.
That says a lot about you. You feel very supported because they've always felt very supported by you. And and that's lovely. I love that.
Yeah, that's life, right? That is the secret to life.
You're right.
Is, you know, put into your karma bucket and it will come back.
You're so right, Erica. It's so, so true. I so agree with that. I was going to ask you, and I've always wanted to ask you about this. Do you get nervous? I feel like you never get nervous.
I get nervous before, which leads me to work really hard.
Yes.
So that when I go on stage, my nerves go away. I have to just let your nerves go away because as you know, because you're on camera right now and you're hosting, if you were nervous, I would feel it.
Yeah.
I would get nervous. Then the audience would feel it and it would be very uncomfortable to listen to.
Yeah.
So if we choose to be performers, we have to be relaxed.
So true.
Otherwise, the experience becomes very uncomfortable for the audience.
Yes.
So what I've done is, again, the karma thing. I spend a lot of time in Kawarthas now because I have a cottage there and it was important for me to get involved in the culture scene there because that's what most interests me. And I made friends with the woman who owns a theater in the Kawartha is called the Globus Theater.
Wow.
She built it with her husband in a barn, and it's become a cultural institution. They put on shows all the time. They serve dinner. It's just fantastic. Wow. When I went to one of her shows, I told her about this crazy thing that I was doing with Glass Tiger. And she said, well, if you need any help, just let me know. And I thought about it and I went, I'm going to take her up on it. And so she is directing it.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
I go to Bob Cajun, and she has given me many hours of her time.
Wow.
I wrote the script, and then she helps adjust it, sees how it's landing on stage. And I told her to be really blunt with me, like, don't worry, I can take it. Because the last thing you want is a yes person.
Yes.
And then you're doing something. Just tell me if it sucks so I can change it or
right.
I can improve.
Right.
We had our last rehearsal 2 days ago, and that was on the stage of the Lindsay Academy Theater that I'm on the board of. So they let me use their theater. So it was, you know, it's all the people that I have been connected to are, you know, helping me along the way. It's really very special.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you're going to ever go back to doing any acting like you did in Unidentified Human Remains and The True Nature of Love with Brad Fraser. If you're ever going to go back and do something like that, I can see it.
I don't know. The idea, no, you know what scares me? It's not the being on stage. It's the remembering the lines. That's really hard. Judy, you don't have to remember lines to do this. You get to have notes in front of you and read it. You know what you're reading. It's you speaking.
Yes.
But you have this, which I like, a crutch.
Yes.
When I'm interviewed, I don't need a crutch because I'm just talking freehand. But when you're in a play, there are a lot of lines you have to learn. And if you forget your lines, it's terrible. So that is what stops me. Yeah, you can't. The whole point is I'm great at improv, but I don't want to improv. For example, my show is going to have a little bit of improv in it, but I know what I'm going to say. I know the beats.
Yes.
I know what I want because I have a limited time. Like basically, I could go on for an hour and a half, but I only get 40 minutes.
Wow.
So I need to make the best use of that time.
I'm so excited. I want to come. I'm so excited. I'm going to definitely get a ticket. Okay, I'm asking you.
Well,
another.
If you get tickets, you have to go quickly because they're selling
out. They're selling out like crazy. Okay, I'm doing it after this interview. I'm very excited. Very quick thing. You did a talk last year, 2023, called Boldface, Courageous Leadership in the Age of Entrepreneurship. You talked about how to get out of your comfort zone, which you are doing, again, like amazing, to reach your goals. And another evening that inspired and empowered women, which is so great. Is Boldface going to become a book?
Well, people have asked me, but I don't know. Everybody writes a book. Who knows? It's a huge time commitment.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's what I want to do in life, but you never know.
Down the
road. You know what, Judy? I also, when you write a book, it's so hard to recoup the fees, the time with money. So I don't know if it's the best use of my time.
Yeah. And also we want to see you live because you're so amazing on camera. And I can't believe it. You're really live in this. It's like live and TV and all of it. I've asked you this question so many times before, but what is bliss for Erica M these days?
I think it's seeing my kids because they both live on opposite ends of the country. My daughter is in Halifax. My son is in BC. So when I see them, it's really special because we don't see each other a lot. So that's my answer.
My kids. So relate to that, Erica. My daughter is in New York and my son is overseas with my little grandchild, 1 year old. So it's like, I can't even tell you, it's gratitude, right? It's just, you just have to enjoy every minute when you're with them, right? Because there's also some tears in between.
Yeah. Yes, there are.
We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll hear another hit, Someday, by Glass Tiger. And we'll find out how you can go on tour with Glass Tiger and Erica M. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And I'm here with Canadian TV personality and super successful entrepreneur, Erica M. And I love that Glass Tiger is doing this tour because they're so iconic, and I'm so excited for their old fans and their new fans to go out there and enjoy their music. Erica, what is the best way for people to follow you on social media and for our listeners to buy tickets to a Glass Tiger show in their city? And I know they're selling like hotcakes and they're selling out fast. How do they do it?
Just Google Glass Tiger Tour and you will go to their website. And all the dates are there. So
awesome.
And then for me, just Google me.
You're everywhere.
I'm on all the different platforms. And
yeah.
I'm really liking LinkedIn these days and Instagram, Facebook. I'm sort of off Twitter.
Yeah.
You know.
Same, yeah.
You know. If you know, you know.
I know. If you know, you know. I want to thank you so much, Erica M., for being back on the show today and break a leg. And I hope to be there. I can't wait to see you. And I'm so proud of you. You're amazing.
Judy, thank you so much. I really love talking to you and I appreciate all the effort you've gone to make this a meaningful interview. Thank you.
Thank you, Erica. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person like Erica M. who is living their bliss. So if you're a celebrity, author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we would love to hear from you. We also love to feature singers, songwriters, and musicians on this show. So if you're a singer, please reach out to us. And what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Just write to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. And for those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you get unstuck, gain clarity, and find your passion and purpose. Reach out to me at findyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And all you have to do is search up Judy Liebrecht. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. In Bliss News, I'm so excited to share Glass Tiger's tour dates for all of you. It's called the Island Earth Tour, and it is featuring as the opening act the popular Much Music VJ, Erica M., and the shows are all live. So their first show was in Brampton at the Rose Theatre last night, and tonight they will be performing in Ottawa on November 23rd at the Babs Asper Theatre. On Sunday, they'll be in Quebec City at Théâtre Capitole. On Wednesday, November 27th, they'll be performing in Huntsville at the Algonquin Theatre. And on Thursday, November 28th, they will be performing in Chatham at the Chatham Capital Theatre. For those of you who live in Guelph, on Friday, November 29th, they'll be in Guelph at the River Run Centre. And on Saturday, November 30th, they will be in Richmond Hill, in Richmond Hill Centre for the Performing Arts. And I have to tell you all, that show is already sold out. On Wednesday, December 4th, they will be in St. Catharines at the First Ontario Performing Arts Centre. And on Thursday, December 5th, they'll be in Mississauga at the Mississauga Living Arts Centre. Can't wait. On Friday, December 6th, they'll be in Oakville at the Oakville Centre for the Performing Arts. And on December 7th, they'll be in Milton performing at the First Ontario Arts Centre. On March 14th, they'll be in Lindsay performing at the Academy Theatre. And then on Saturday, March 15th, they will be in Meaford performing at the Meaford Hall Arts Cultural Centre. On Sunday, March 16th, they'll be in Oshawa at the UOIT Regent Theatre. And then on Thursday, March 20th, they'll be in Charlottetown PEI at the Confederation Centre for the Arts. On Friday, March 22nd, they're going to be in Moncton, New Brunswick at the Casino New Brunswick. And then on Saturday, March 22nd, they'll be performing in Halifax at the Lighthouse Arts Centre. On Friday, March 28th, they'll be in Victoria, BC at the McPherson Playhouse. And on Saturday, March 29th, they'll be in Coquitlam, BC, at the Great Canadian Casino in Vancouver. On Monday, March 31st, they will be in Kelowna, BC, at the Kelowna Community Theater. So those are all the dates that Erica M. will be opening for Glass Tiger. So get your tickets now. They're selling really fast, and some shows are already sold out. In Bliss Coach Corner News, I have to tell you, one of the things I love to do on this show is to share some life coaching tips. And this episode really got me thinking of so many wonderful things that Erica M. brought up. Things like just show up and get out of your comfort zone whenever possible. And I love that she said that. It reminded me of a client that I once had who wrote and played rock and roll music, and he did all of his jamming in his basement. And I remember saying to him, stop jamming in the basement, get out of the basement so people can hear your music. And his life changed when he did exactly that. It's so true. When Erica talked about how this awesome gig with Glass Tiger would never have happened if she hadn't pushed herself out of her comfort zone. So it's so important to really do that. Even if you're feeling shy and you're not quite sure if you can do it, just take that risk and move into that sphere that you want to be in. That is going to take you one step closer to your dream. And as Roy T. Bennett says, you never change your life until you step out of your comfort zone. Change begins at the end of your comfort zone. And it is only after you step outside of your comfort zone that you begin to change, grow, and transform. Erica M. has so many amazing things to say. And one of the greatest things also that I love that she talked about in this interview was her whole take on aging. She is so cool about it. And we have a really crazy thing about it in our society, about ageism and aging. So to be in the light, doing what you were meant to do, and remember that getting older is a happy problem. And for someone who struggles with this, it was so great for me to hear Erica speak about it. And she, of course, is so beautiful and young and so lit up. And really, it's an attitude. And I think she has the best attitude. And then I think of all the beautiful stars out there that are older, that are over 60. People like Sophia Loren, Christie Brinkley, Jacqueline Smith, Jane Seymour, Fran Drescher, Jacqueline Bisset, Suzanne Lucci, Michelle Pfeiffer, Goldie Hawn, Barbra Streisand, and Jane Fonda. That is Susan Lucci. By the way, I'm mixing her up with Suzanne Galluzzo, another great person. So those are some great celebrities, just to name a few, who really are embracing whatever age they are and still living their bliss. And I guess what I also want to say here is that there are so many people that I've had on this show, many celebrities. People I'm thinking right now, Joan London from Good Morning America, who just embody everything there is about being a person who brings happiness to others and is lit up from within. Another example of one of those people, of course, is Jeannie Becker and Robin Duke, who was just on the show. And Erica M. is really one of those people. So it's always a joy to have her on the program. There's also one thing that I know for sure, and that is when you're calm and tranquil, it really helps you stay in a blissful and peaceful place. So I thought I would end part of the show today, there's lots more to come, with a meditation for everyone. And this is really ideal if you're about to sing or perform, do a speech or a talk, or go to an interview. Just do this meditation, because spending just a few moments to breathe can really make all the difference in the world and really take you from good to great. I hope you enjoy this one. So we're going to close out the show today and stay tuned for some more beautiful music with a short meditation. And here it is. If you're about to do a performance, an audition, speak in front of a large group of people, write an exam, or really do anything that takes you out of your comfort zone, it's always good to take a few moments before to get quiet. So find a quiet place and just settle back. Taking in some beautiful deep breaths in through your nose and then out through the nose or mouth, whatever is more comfortable. One more time here, a nice, beautiful inhale in through the nose, holding it at the top if you wish, and then breathing out in a nice long exhale, letting go and letting be. And now imagine your most favorite peaceful place, whether it's an ocean, in front of the water, on a beach, in the mountains, in the woods, on your favorite path, or in a place that makes you just feel calm and peaceful and serene. It could even be in your favorite chair with your favorite cup of coffee. So just imagine this special place and really try to bring yourself there. Put yourself in that picture frame and just enjoy it. Imagine yourself taking a walk in that place and enjoying how calm, serene, and peaceful your surroundings are. What is the most relaxing thing for you about this place? Is it the sound of the waves lapping up on the shore? Or is it the beautiful blue sky, the wind in the trees? Find whatever it is that is the most relaxing to you and imagine that you are there enjoying it to the full. What do you see and what are you doing? What are you smelling? Where is the perfume scent in the air? Picture yourself living in that beautiful scene. Can you hear the waves? Can you hear the birds chirping? Or the calming voice of a loved one that is so comforting and loving? Enjoy listening to that sound and continue walking around in this special place. And know that this is always available to you to come back to whenever you need that feeling of peace and quiet and relaxation. And before you come back to the space, take in another beautiful inhale in through the nose, holding it, then breathing out. One more inhaling in through the nose, holding it, letting it go. And just know that sometimes when we're feeling anxious or stressed, we can go to a place of beauty and bliss, almost like a mini vacation in our minds. And know that you are in a place of grace, safe, protected, and loved, and that you will do great in that audition, in that talk, in that performance, exam, or interview, whatever it is, first date, whatever it is that you have to face. Sometimes leaving your comfort zone and taking that risk brings so many worlds of possibilities to you. So just breathe and enjoy the relaxation to the full. Whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes, wiggle your fingers and toes, come back to the room, and just hold on for a moment or a few moments to that feeling of relaxation and calm that is yours and yours alone, and enjoy it. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to breathe, relax, and take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.